This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blanc. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang has said that rescue operations are underway in full swing and relief teams are making all efforts towards ensuring that displaced families are put on the path of normalcy at the earliest. The Chief Minister visited disaster-affected areas this morning and announced ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees to the families of each of the deceased. He also announced an immediate relief of 2,000 rupees each to those who have taken shelter in relief camps. Meanwhile, the centre has constituted an inter-ministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods in Sikkim. The devastating flood has claimed 26 lives so far. The government of Meghalaya has activated the helpline number 1-800-345-3644 for citizens of the state who may require assistance due to the natural calamity in Sikkim. Students and citizens of Meghalaya can call the helpline number for assistance. In Assam, extensive water logging has thrown life out of gear at many areas in Guwahati city. Incessant rainfall over the past couple of days has caused huge problems for the city dwellers. Several areas including Anil Nagar, Nabin Nagar, Zoo Road have been submerged in artificial flood water. Vehicular movement has been disrupted in Guwahati city due to water logging at several places. The Arunachal Pradesh State Election Commission yesterday announced the by-elections, 254 Gram Panchayat and 2 Zila Parishad constituencies spread over 23 districts in the state. The date of issue of public notice will be the 9th of this month, and the last date of filing of nominations is the 16th of this month, and the last date for withdrawal of nomination is the 21st of this month. The date of polling is the 6th and the counting is the 8th of November. Arunachal Pradesh State Election Commissioner Ranchin Tashi said the model code of conduct has come into force with the announcement of the by-elections in the Zila Parishad and Gram Panchayat constituencies. The Election Commission yesterday held a meeting with its observers in New Delhi to discuss its strategy for the smooth conduct of the upcoming assembly polls in 5 states. These general police and expenditure observers will fan out to the poll-bound states of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Mizoram. The observers play key roles in monitoring the electoral process to ensure a level playing field during the elections. The Union Ministry of Rural Development has said that the availability of funds is not a constraint for the implementation of the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act. It said that the act is a demand-driven wage employment program, that the release of funds to states and union territories is a continuous process. The central government is making funds available, keeping in view the demand for work. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh yesterday launched mega projects at Lumphelpat of Imphal West District. The projects are rejuvenation of Lumphelpat water body to alleviate urban flooding, providing sustainable water source for Imphal city and promoting ecotourism and integrated sewerage system for Imphal Phase 2. The Chief Minister appealed to the people to cooperate and support the projects and help the government. He said that the state government has to show that despite having so many difficulties, Manipur has overcome everything. The Tuen Sang District Hospital has been given Kayakalp Award 2022-23 for the Best Government District of Hospital in Nagaland. Tuen Sang District Hospital has received the Eco-Friendly Award. CHC Aboy Mon bagged the Best Community Health Center Category Award, and the award for the Best Primary Health Center was given to Chuchu Yimlang. Nagaland Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konya credited the Kayakalp initiative as a boost to the community's involvement in health-related activities. The Indian Meteorological Department has said that isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over the northeastern India. Moderate flash flood risk is likely over a few watersheds and neighborhoods in Assam and Meghalaya and northwestern part of Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.